Hello everyone, welcome back to PWPonderings.com. We have a special guest on the line to discuss a big event this weekend. It is the 15th anniversary for CZW, and we have DJ Hyde on the line. DJ, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing quite well today.
Glad to hear that. Obviously, we're all looking forward to this Saturday, February 8th at the Flyers Skate Zone. This is also being presented with Women Superstars Uncensored. It's a deadly doubleheader, so to speak. But before we get into the card, DJ, I mean, this is a monumental event. Very few wrestling promotions nowadays can say they're reaching a 15th anniversary. You've been an owner for a good portion of that. I guess obvious question to ask is, what has been some of your biggest accomplishments, I guess, as the owner of CZW, or what things stick out in your mind when you think back on the time period?
As my career or as the owner?
I guess as both, but let's start with your career, because obviously you were with CZW long before, you know, you were the owner, and of course anyone that listened to your RF video shoot, which you can get at rfvideo.com, tons of stories involving that. So, yeah, I guess let's just start there with your career.
Round two at DJ Hyde versus the World will be being filmed very shortly also, coming from rfvideo.com. But, cheap plug. As far as my career, there's a lot of monumental things with my involvement in CZW. I think KJDeath 3 was around the time that I first started with the company and first became involved with CZW. The move from New Jersey over to the ECW arena was a major, major, event and thing that really transpired and took place. And I remember at the time it was like, it made you feel like, wow, this is a big deal. I think, you know, those events, the Cage of Death, our involvement in the CZW Ring of Honor feud, a lot of things have stood out. I've seen a lot of talent come and go through CZW that's been predominant in the independents. Academy and the Tournament of Death and the phenomenon that is CZW and what has taken off in roughly, 12, almost 13 years of my career at that point with the company, has been just a phenomenal ride. I mean, major events, you can say every Cage of Death has been a major event. The best of the best, I mean, looking at the talent that has won those tournaments, it separates, the best independent wrestlers from the rest. It's guys that have been involved in those tournaments, guys like the returning AJ Styles, the Briscoe brothers, Adam Cole, Sami Callihan, or the now Solomon Crow, just to name a few. Those moments stand out. And, I mean, as my career, my very first show there at CZW, I wrestled, Rockin' Rebel and Greg Matthews in a tag match, my first CZW debut, and I will always remember that. And then you have those Cage of Death moments of main eventing the biggest shows there are, being in Tournament of Death, the infamous, the stories and things of like, hey, be the vet, Deej, and things like that. There's a lot of those stories. As the owner,
yes.
I think from 2009 until now when I took over the company, there has been a lot of historic things that have happened within the company. The international expansion, which I'm very, very proud of, to where CZW is not only is one of the premier independents in the business now, but we are the only United States company that runs shows internationally that we do every single year. Our expansion into Germany, into England, and possibly other countries coming up, is unprecedented. And not just, you know, that, hey, we've done this. It's, hey, we've done this and been successful. You know, the expansion of now where we're starting to travel to do shows. Dayton, Ohio has been a recent thing. We've done some North Carolina. You know, we did Boston a few years ago. We're going back to Rhode Island this year to run Beyond's building with that music. And branching out and doing some unprecedented things. WrestleCon, you know, it was a collaboration and an idea of DJ Hyde and Gabe Sapolsky to do something like that, to give back to fans something that's never been done before. And to do it on that magnitude where you literally have the top guys in independent wrestling, you know, in the same building with Hulk Hogan and you know, Bret Hart and Rob Van Dam and the guys that, you know, are the guys that inspired most of us to get into this business. Past that, are really staying up on technology and things like that, that I'm so proud of as an owner, to where we have never had an iPay-per-view be a problem. We have never, you know, not been ahead of the curve when it comes to technology, where we've always had top-notch production. We have Pankos Productions returning for our February event. You know, we'll have all of our great lightings and entranceways and things that we've missed out over the last couple months. Tons upon tons of things. And the fact that CZW from day one, since I started as a wrestler to now, continues to make stars. The guys that come through CZW are always the guys that are the top guys in this business, whether they stay within the company or move on to other places. Guys like the Briscoe brothers, guys like Adam Cole, guys like John Moxley or Dean Ambrose, whatever you want to call them, Solomon Crowe, Sami Callihan, Rich Swann, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Those are the guys that you know, really make this. And then, of course, I have the great roster that I have that is the family of CZW. I couldn't be more prouder of them than I could be of anybody else out there today.
Yeah, it's interesting that you bring that up, because there was a question. There are some reports going out there that, you know, WWE is trying to stop certain events from occurring when they come out to my neck of the woods out here in the Santa Clara area. And a lot of people have been asking us, you know, is WrestleCon going to come out to California? You know, I don't know. I don't know whether you even have an answer to that yet or not, because, you know, I remember when Ring of Honor came out here and I was at their Chaos at the Cow Palace show. And of course, that was tied into that infamous show that happened, you know, with the convention and all the mess that happened with that. So I don't even know. But, yeah, I mean, it's been a big thing. WrestleCon, obviously, I was there, and it was a lot of fun. You know, big event. I'm assuming this year's being in New Orleans will be a little bit more fun, perhaps for different reasons. Do you even know yet, though? I mean, are you even considering coming out to California?
It has been discussed. I should say that It is something that's being worked on. I didn't want to put anything out there official. I can't say 100% yes or 100% no.
Right.
But I can tell you that WrestleCon is planned to be an annual event WrestleMania weekend. And
At least you're having the conversation. That's good.
That we haven't gotten through WrestleCon this year yet. It's before we did this interview. I literally was speaking to the guys at HighSpot.com who literally are running the WrestleCon event. I am just helping them manage it. I mean, it's their event. I am there to help them run the show and contract it through that. And obviously, you will see DJ Hyde on the WrestleCon event. The plans are to do this as an annual. And that's also going to depend on the success of it. If we go down to New Orleans, which I really think that's very, very, very unlikely, then it's a different scenario. But if we go down there and we kick the door in like we did last year, and we give fans something that's very unique and that they don't get to see. I mean, last year, fans came to just WrestleCon. They didn't come to WrestleMania. They came to the shows just to see the shows. They didn't go to Mania. They just came because, hey, CZW is in town, you know, and they wanted to see that in their town. And that's something that's very unique. The concept this year is a little bit different. Next year, it's more different. Next year, it's out in your neck of the woods. I would expect to see the Pro Wrestling Guerrilla influence. Something done out there. you know, just because they are, they're the fuck of the town, Tally. It's out there. Down in Louisiana, you're gonna see a little bit of a mix. You know, some name guys, CZW guys, and some international talent. You know, you might even see a couple other people. So, you know, you'll be really surprised.
Yeah, I think we're all looking. Yeah, I think we're all looking forward to it. I mean, after, you know, it was announced Masato Tanaka versus Kevin Steen, I think everyone just kind of was like, okay, they're already hitting the ground running. What else could they possibly give us? So we're looking forward to that. But
there's a couple other matches that are announced for that. And just the cost of a normal ticket, okay? You get to go to the convention. You get to go see the super show that we're going to put on, as well as a comedy show, which is going to be done, and $5 wrestling. That package alone is, I can't tell you, the bang for your buck at WrestleCon this year is unlike anything else you will ever see.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a great show, and of course, everyone, check out WrestleCon.com. But, you know, this all ties into it. 15 years of CZW, I can almost guarantee that probably the first year of CZW, no one was thinking down the line they're going to be part of one of the largest indie events, you know, probably in wrestling history with WrestleCon. You know, your involvement, as you said, going international, doing all the things that you're doing, I think really compound a lot of fans' interest. And you know, we were talking a little bit off the air, and you said something that kind of surprised me, is that, so AJ Styles making his, you know, his return to CZW, who was there a little bit, you know, for one of the best of best tournaments, and you know, when Chris Hero returned, there's obviously a huge amount of interest. But then you mentioned that, you know, with AJ Styles, you're not entirely sure how the fans are going to react to him. Because, one, he hasn't been on the indie scene for a while. You know, whatever you consider TNA, it is what it is. It is, you know, it's Impact Wrestling. They've tried to rebrand it. He's got a stigma. And, you know, who's to say what's going to happen? Do you have any expectations? Do you think there are going to be some different fans showing up to the show just because AJ Styles is on the card?
I believe that with AJ being on the card, I think it's going to put some eyes on CZW that normally isn't on CZW. Not just because it's got a little bit of press from the internet and things along those lines in the wrestling world. I think that you're going to see fans go, okay, all we know about CZW is that they do this crazy hardcore Cage of Death and blah, 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 blah. Those people that have been our detractors, they might actually watch the product. They might actually see that, oh, well, CZW is, wow, they have the best wrestlers in the world. It's one of those things where you'll go, okay, AJ's here, we're going to check out AJ, but I'm going to sell you on everything else. You're going to come to see this, but when you're leaving, I think the plan is going to be, well, you're not going to be talking about AJ Styles. You're going to be talking about somebody else, whether it be Biff Busick or Chris Dickinson or A.R. Fox or one of those guys. You know, you're going to be talking about Masada, or maybe you're going to be talking about how CZW World Champion Drew Gulak is not the guy that you would expect to be the forefront guy of CZW, and that he is one of the best wrestlers in the world. And I think that's what's going to happen, and I'm really looking forward to this. I think this show is going to be monumental in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I agree, because the viewership for, you know, someone like AJ Styles, I think, is a different fan base than, you know, when Chris Hero returned, it was a big thing, but it may have been a lot of fans who maybe hadn't watched CZW in a little bit, and they're like, oh, okay, Chris Hero's returning, I'm going to go check that out again. There may be fans who have never even seen a CZW show, and all they know about it is by reputation. So this could be interesting. Why don't we talk about the card, though, because it is a big one. Of course, we want to mention WSU throwing Mutiny out there as well. That's all part of the iPay-per-view. You can check that out, CZWIPPV.com. The one match that I definitely have to get your, I guess, opinion on, the dream match of Jessica Havoc versus Alpha Female. That's a huge match for WSU. Is there any chance that we could see some talking between Alpha Female and CZW? A lot of fans are going to I don't know if this is a spoiler or not, so she was obviously put out there on Impact Wrestling as well. So it could be a lot of eyes on the product just for that. Is there any chance we could see her somewhere down the line?
Yes. While you bring that up, I'm actually going to steer your question in a little different direction. Not only was she, but recently Shana was on the UK tour. We've had a lot of people working with Impact Wrestling lately. I mean, Shana just did the UK tour. I mean, she's wrestling Jessica, who obviously Jessica's one of the premier girls in professional wrestling on the independent scene. You know, at our secret show on Friday night. But as far as Alpha Female is concerned, she reached out to us. She's not working with any other, you know, independent promotion, and she reached out to CZW and WSU. And that is something that speaks very well for our reputation and very well for our business, to where she's in town. Now, we have discussed possibly doing some presentations. She has a very busy schedule, and hopefully we can work some stuff out with her. One of the reasons why this matchup came to be is you only have, this is a once-in-a-lifetime female matchup. You have Jessica Havoc, one of the premier girls in independent wrestling. As much as I personally have disdain for her, I will still give her her just when she's just due. Jessica is a top, top female. She's big, she's bad, she's a WSU champion, and you know, and when it comes to WSU, she is the face of this company. But you have Alpha Female, a girl who's you know, first time coming to the United States and looking to make an impact, has made a huge impact in Europe, huge impact in Japan, and is a huge international superstar. And literally has a lot to prove, because I feel that Alpha Female wants to come to the States and says, look, I need to make a statement. I need to show that I am the best, biggest, baddest person in the world. And to Jessica, I think she needs to prove to everybody that she is, you know, the big, best, biggest, baddest person in the world too, and beating Alpha Female to do so. And for Alpha Female to take that title from Jessica would even be bigger. But then again, you never know. Things could change hands the night before with Shana. And, you know, Shana's been impressive. But this is a once-in-a-lifetime matchup between those two. I mean, hopefully Alpha Female and CZW and as well as WSU can do a lot more business, because I would love for her to be here.
Yeah, I think she brings something unique when it comes to any women's division anywhere. You know, speaking of Shana, she's teaming up with Chris Dickinson to go up against Candice LeRae and Jory Ryan, who are also coming to CZW. You know, that should be a lot of fun. Let's get into this card. The first match that we have on here is Christina Von Erich versus Candice LeRae. You know, you're bringing out Drake Younger. He's from, well, my neck of the woods out here on the West Coast, but now you're bringing Jory Ryan and Candice LeRae. Is there any sort of expectation that you have for these West Coast talents that, you know, I would say Jory Ryan is well known, you know, in any independent wrestling fan's mind for, you know, his stuff everywhere else. But Candice LeRae, pretty much mainly known, you know, as a PWG girl. So what are your expectations for this?
Well, Candice has been out here once before. She tagged with Greg Excellence against Pepper Parks and Cherry Bomb and was very successful. The CZW fan base loved her. And she's come in and Candice and me, I mean, I look at Candice as an extended version of the CZW family. I mean, Candice is amazing. She's an amazing talent, great person. You know, and anything I could do to work with Candice LeRae, I am all about. She brings a flair in, not just to CZW, but to WSU, that is something completely different. She is, as you said, the PWG girl. And the fact that she can hold her own out of PWG with guys like the Young Bucks, Kevin Steens, Adam Coles, you know, Dojo Brothers, Best Friends, all the millions of tag team combinations that they put out there on the West Coast, speaks worlds for her. And to have her on here, and she's going to be wrestling one of her friends, which is Christina Von Erich. And, you know, her and Christina have a lot of history. Christina's from California. She migrated out to the East Coast, you know. And
they're quite
really
a tag team, too. Pretty successful.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I believe they tagged just this past weekend. And like I said, they're two best. They're close. They're very, very close friends. And, you know, this matchup is set up between, you know, the ongoing feud between for a better combat zone, the Gulak campaigns, Kimberly and Christina, and what better way for Kim to make Christina wrestle her best friend? And, you know, I know Candace is going to bring it to the table, and I know Christina will bring it to the table, and these two are very successful, and I think it's just going to come down to great athletic competition. And then you have Joey Ryan. I mean, Joey has been in CZW before many times. She's actually defended the Pro Wrestling Guerrilla title in CZW before. I think a lot of fans forget about that. And Joey has always been great for me to work with. He literally is something special. I mean, the fact that he has made his name in every independent circle, everywhere, he's a very widely known guy, you know, I think just speaks for himself. I mean, he literally is a guy that can go on any show anywhere and main event a card. He's one of the most entertaining guys and smart guys out there in our business. Now, if you look at just that combination, and then you have those two tagging against Shauna and Chris Dickinson on the WSU card, I mean, that matchup right there is unpredictable. Chris Dickinson, as much as I love the guy, he's a psychopath. He really is. Okay? He's a big, jacked-up freak. Okay? And he's dangerous. All right? You never know what's going to happen. And his relationship with Shauna is... I mean, just read their Twitters, for Christ's sake. It's literally ridiculous. But, I mean, they're very close. And I know Dickinson being the only guy who's really had any involvement in WSU as an on-air repeat person. I mean, we have King and Queen, which will happen in May, and that is our intergender tag team tournament, but you literally have Dickinson where he's actually went out there and wrestled women and beat the crap out of them. He definitely has some issue. And, you know, I think he's going to have a lot to prove. Now, Joey in there with Greg Excellence, you know, you got Greg now has Cherry Bomb. I mean, you got Mr. Machismo with Greg Excellence. I'm laughing thinking about how that match is going to go. You know, something is exact. I mean, you have a beautiful, sexy, hot Cherry Bomb who is forced against her will to be with Greg Excellence, who is, how do I put this nicely? The exact opposite of that. Where, you know, Greg is trying to, as he says, fatten her up a little, you know, at the Excellent Compound. And, you know, you have Joey Ryan, who, I mean, he is Mr. Machismo. He's just sex, and that's how he sells it. He's your classic 70s porn star to me. That's kind of how I look at him. And, you know, I find that to be a very interesting matchup as well. And I think it'll be very entertaining. And with those two coming into town, that's something special that's just added on. That's a cherry on top of the cake to the CZW lineup.
Yeah, and you know, it's you look at the entire card, and, you know, as you've mentioned in the past, you want to put on what you call the buffet. You want to give something for everyone. The four-way singles match, that's just crazy. Yeah, Busick and Dickinson and Fox and Younger, that's... I don't know where you're going to put that on the card, but I fear for the match that has to follow it.
To be honest, there's only one... I mean... There's not very many matches I think can follow, but there is one.
well, of course, yeah, I'm just saying that. No, they're not going to make it easy.
No, well, I think there's a couple of four ways that are on that show that aren't going to make it easy. But when you look at the talent of those four guys, and Drake Younger has literally he's left the deathmatch realm. He wants to prove that he's a professional wrestler. And he has. I mean, his success everywhere. It is blowing up, especially on the West Coast. He's shown that Drake Younger, a CZW guy, you know, literally is one of the best wrestlers in the world. And all I remember when he called me and said, "It's the 15th anniversary, man. I gotta be there, man." It's like, "Deej, you got it. You know, I love CZW, man. Come on, Deej, just break me out for like I'll do whatever I gotta do, man." he literally begged me, I said, "Drake, your books, like, you know." I put him in there with those guys. I think Biff Busick is a guy that you're going to see within 2014 become one of the biggest stars in independent wrestling. Chris Dickinson's rise to fame in recent months. Chris is a journeyman. He's been around a long time. You know, I mean, I remember Chris Dickinson when he was 140 pounds. Okay, now he is nowhere near that. But, you know, I remember Chris Dickinson before he hit the gym. And, you know, he's become one of the premier guys in independent wrestling. And you add them with AR Fox. I mean, if you look at that match and you're going to go, wow, how can this get any better? You know, I don't know who else I could add to that match that would make that match any better, because you have four of the best guys. And I think all four of those guys will realize that whoever wins this match could become the number one contender for the CZW World Championship and face the winner of Drew Gulak and AJ Styles. And to those four guys, that means a lot. I know Drake Younger specifically, who is the only former champion, wants that belt back more than anything else in his life. And he's made that emphatic where he says, I need one more shot, Deej. Just get one more shot. Just give me the opportunity. And, you know, they got to earn it. And that matchup alone would be worth the price of buying the pay-per-view or the ticket itself.
I agree. And, you know, following that up, you know, the tag match that's next, you know, the front, the Juicy Product, Nation of Intoxication, OI4K, I'm assuming the winner of those will face the winner of the CZW Tag Championship match somewhere down the line as well. You know, these are two very important matches. They're both four ways. Craziness is going to ensue.
I mean, if you look at that four way right there, there's elements of that four way tag team matchup that are very unpredictable. I mean, you have guys like the front. First off, you have Sozio, the leader of the front, who literally has not been pinned since he's been back in CZW as Sozio. He has a lot of thugs, a lot of guys around him. And you never know who his tag team partner could be. I mean, his number one right-hand guy is Biff Busick. And Biff already is involved in something else. So you never know who could show up in the front, and it's unpredictable. You got a number of guys out there behind him. You got a number of guys that are out there in fedoras and suits that at any time can get involved in a matchup. Then you have the Juicy Product, the new, hot, young, good-looking. These two kids set the world on fire right now. You know, JT Dunn and the Product, David Starr. I mean, the look at it phenomenon is what I like to call it. I mean, they're this generation, Generation X. They're hot, they're young, they're good looking, and they're talented. And, you know, they had a match just as our last event, answering the challenge with OI4K, that probably stole the show. You know, and JT Dunn was put head first, pile driven, double stomped at the same time through a table to the outside for the finish of that match. I mean, and that's a rivalry waiting to happen between those guys. I'm sure there's a little bit of unfinished issue there. I mean, and past that, OI4K, the former Irish Airborne, I mean, these guys are synonymous with tag team wrestling. They're easily one of the best tag teams in the business. They have faced everybody and beaten everybody. There's nobody they haven't been in the ring with. There's nobody they haven't worked with everywhere. They're recently off of two major tours of Japan. I mean, they've been to Europe recently a few times, and they have yet to taste CZW Tag Team Gold because they've been embroidered in many, many of issues with myself and others. I mean, the simple fact that those two guys are there, and then you have Nevaeh. Obviously, Nevaeh, one of the top women's wrestlers in our business, not just in CZW, WSU. I know she's done very successfully at other places. Good friends with Jessica Havoc, you know. It's you never know what's going to happen there. And then you have the Nation of Intoxication, Danny Havoc and Lucky 13. These guys bring a hardcore element that's unlike anything else. These guys, Cage of Death main eventers, Cage of Death winners. So you never know what you're going to get with them. I mean, it could be a beer party, or you could see them pulling out barbed wire boards and panes of glass and things along those lines. So this matchup could be ridiculous crazy. You never know what kind of element's going to come up. And with those unpredictable, you know, features in that match, it's going to make for something very, very special.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, especially with the front, you know, Sozio and Busick, you know, kind of, you know, entangled themselves in it with OI4K and yourself. And then, of course, as you said, Biff Busick's in the singles four-way. So who Sozio's going to pick? I'm not saying you show any favoritism. I'm just saying they did associate themselves with you, and you are the owner. And then, you know, the last show, Joan Cuse, our senior editor, the one match that he was, I think, more impressed by than the tag match was Lucky 13 going up against Drew Gulak, and he's not an easy guy to impress. You know, he's, I can say that from personal experience. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that. Then you have the Beaver Boys versus Murderers Row for the tag titles. That's,
well,
the Beaver Boys, I think, I think Jerome was so happy to see them win.
I think that
no, go ahead.
There was a fan that loves Alex Reynolds, who apparently thinks he's Alex's best friend, and he very may well be, but I thought John Silver was, who saw them win. Now you have two teams who probably, over the last year, have started a great rivalry between each other with Murderers Row and the Beaver Boys, and they probably had two of the matches of the year, not just in CZW, but in all the independents. It's surprisingly, I mean, that's the main event matchup right there for the CZW tag team titles. And now you have the Beaver Boys as the reigning and defending champions. You know, and that's the match that you know, due to certain outside, things with Bandito Jr. getting injured that did not happen. Murderers Row had that opportunity at KHS to wrestle the Beaver Boys, and now you're going to get it right here on our anniversary show. I expect something huge coming out of that match, and whoever does walk out of that match will be able to call themselves the CZW World Tag Team Champion.
Yeah, I think it was pretty universally praised when the Beaver Boys won the titles. A lot of us expected it. We were just kind of wondering, you know, when they would get that shot against Blackout. And I will say, kind of conspicuous by their absence, Blackout's not on the card. I'm just saying. So,
to be honest, they have another obligation to make. So they are currently not here. They not very happy that they lost their CZW Tag Team Championships. So they have, Black Cheese is a highly volatile guy. Fans have seen that many a time. I don't think he was very happy about that. He might need some time to cool down.
Matt Tremont, he's going up for the Wired TV Championship against Devin Moore. You know, we've seen some crazy stuff from Wired title defenses, but mostly given who held the titles, usually they were the more technical affairs. I don't know what to expect this with Matt Tremont, because obviously he's right now, he's angry. He's just running roughshod. Devin Moore, he's more than talented enough to handle his own, but still, Matt Tremont, that's pretty heavy.
Well, I mean, if you look at this matchup and what's been going down since roughly November, Matt Tremont is a very vocal guy. He literally, in CZW, he makes his presence felt. He was the man of the fans and then literally turned his back on them. And has really taken an issue with the entire Nation of Intoxication, and he started with Devin Moore. You know, he came out at our last two shows and kind of stalked Devin as well as Danny, but didn't really say anything when he was, you know, he was asked by CZW News to comment. There was no comment. You know, he's been fairly quiet on Twitters and Facebooks and things about of that nature, where Matt usually is not that guy. You know, he's now a man of few words, and you don't know what's going through his head. And, I don't know exactly what his plan is, or where he's going with this. But, you're taking on Devin Moore, and Devin is a former CZW world champion. Devin has proven himself time and time again in all different types of matchups. Former Cage of Death winner. He's a former Tournament of Death competitor. He's done a lot of different stuff, so... You know, you can never tell where he's going to be or what's going to happen with that, you know, matchup. You know, but I watched Devin's promo up at czwrestling.com, and, Devin told Tremont to bring his working boots, which I think Devin's out to prove that he can wrestle. I think a lot of people have questioned Devin on that because they've seen him in these Cage of Death type situations and these type of matchups that, you know, the hardcore element is there. And that's not playing into Tremont's strength either. Tremont is obviously a brawler, an ultra-violent style of guy. He's a guy that literally likes to turn up the pace when it comes to those things. And, I think Devin's going to, try and put him to the test and technically break him down.
Yeah, that's what, you know, usually with the Wildfire Champion, they are generally seen as the more technically savvy, you know, whereas the CZW Heavyweight Champion, usually they're the hybrid wrestler or definitely the ultra-violent wrestlers. But now you have Drew Gulak, and he's a wrestler's wrestler, man, as you mentioned before. And now he's facing AJ Styles, one who is considered the best technical wrestlers, you know, definitely underutilized in certain parts of his career. This match, DJ, I would assume is one of the matches that could definitely outdo the four-way. But as you said, there's a different aspect to it. And I don't know what to expect from them. I know there's going to be some great technical wrestling, which is something you've been branding right now in CZW. But, you know, AJ Styles, he's kind of different. And there's definitely, I've seen some comments online kind of wondering how AJ Styles is going to fit into the CZW of today.
Well, I think that with that brand of CZW has something for everybody, I think AJ fits perfect. It's really, you know, he's really a hybrid wrestler, AJ. He can wrestle anybody. He can do a lot of different stuff. He's a technical guy. He's a high flyer. I mean, he's proved that. He also really has a history with CZW. I think Best of the Best was what really got him that look. I mean, I've heard him refer to that in a couple of interviews and things like that, that, like, when he did the Best of the Best tournaments, those were the matches that, like, TNA and WWE took a look at him and said, oh, this kid can, you know, go and blah, 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 and took it to the next level for him. And I think it means a lot for him to come back and, you know, take over CZW again. Now that he's also back on the independents and that he's doing those things, I don't think AJ's really found a place that he can call a home. And I think at this point, he looks at it as an opportunity for him to go, okay, I'm going to get in CZW. I'm going to show that I'm the best and I'm going to go in here. And maybe he has a little bit of an ego on him. You know, I really don't know. I haven't really talked to AJ as much as I would have liked to since I've been back. So, you know, well, since he's been back on the independents, and hopefully I'll be able to, you know, get a better feel on that this weekend when I talk to him. And, you know, I'll be able to get a little more feedback from him there. So, you know, you never know. But Drew Gulak has also been taking on these crazy, crazy skilled guys. I mean, Masada, even though he was a wounded animal at the time, you know, CZW world champion, it literally, Masada's one of the best wrestlers in the world. Drew's beat him. Drew took down Chris Hero, and that's a former CZW world champion. That is a feat in itself. You know, he keeps getting these top-notch opponents and proving that Drew is the best wrestler in the world. He just keeps beating them. And he's not going, you know, roughshod or, like, using dirty tactics. He's out-wrestling them. You know, I mean, he has a firm belief in what he is. He has a way that he carries himself that's unlike anybody else I've ever seen. And I think Drew looks at this as the biggest challenge of his career. And I think it's time for him to step up and see if he can really do that.
Absolutely. So I encourage everyone, check this out. Of course, Flyer Skate Zone, February 8th. Tickets are still available online. And if you cannot be there live, do check them out on iPay-Per-View. As DJ mentioned, very good reputation for your streams. I believe there was only one CZW show that you guys couldn't stream, and the day of, you let everyone know it's not going to be an IPV, but you had it up literally the next day. I mean, almost the next morning, like 8 hours after, which was very impressive. So check that out, CZWIPPV.com.
I appreciate that, Chris. I really do.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I realize you're on the air and it, you know, it could sound like I'm blowing smoke up your ass, but I mean, honestly, you can hear our podcast at PW Ponderings. It's for a company that is not, you know, doesn't have certain financial backings or certain players in the game, you guys are doing a very impressive job when it comes to iPay-Per-View. So we'll be hearing about that more. And of course, everyone check that out. You know, I as you mentioned before in here, you guys are putting the money in it. You know, you bought the technology. That just shows, you know, you've got something in this.
Well, it's the one time we had a problem. It kind of wasn't an issue on our end. It was more along the lines of that the cable was out in the town and there was nothing we could do. So,
right.
when the cable goes out, there's nothing, the internet goes, it happens, it's happened in people's houses. But, you know, we right now are looking at a lot of projects, for the future. We want to stay ahead of technology. There are some things probably within the next few months that you're going to see come out of CZW that we're working towards and something that, you know, some things that nobody else has attempted. So, you know, and every time we've done something, we've been successful with it, and we've done it the right way. I mean, without the financial backings of other companies, we have made iPay-per-view work, and we've done it well. And I think that, you know, with the 15th anniversary coming up, I think it's definitely a testament to not only just CZW, but the guys that are behind the curtain and the guys who are filming and editing and setting up all those things, you know, to make that work and making sure that we have no problems. And then if there is a problem, that it gets fixed immediately and that customers are happy and customers are getting what they paid for. And that's something that I think we've done very, very well.
I would say so. And of course, you have Tournament of Death announcements and a new entry to the CZW Hall of Fame, and the hardcore legend Tommy Dreamer will be in attendance as well. So check this show out, folks. DJ, you're not just the owner, you're also a wrestler. So let our listeners know what else you have going on, your Twitter, your Facebook, whatever you want.
You can follow me at DJHyde_1 on Twitter and Facebook. You can find me on, at DJHyde.com. You can check out my website, which is new. Still got to get a lot of updates on that, to get the content up, which I'm very proud of that. And I thank, the good friends over, in Europe, Dan Mitchell, who runs my site, as well as many others. And, you know, for CZW, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that, at Combat Zone, CZWrestling.com. Any show you want to VOD is up there. We're going to be opening a lot of new things, randomthings.co for all merchandise, CZW, get your scarves, hats, t-shirts, hoodies, yada, 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 yada. And definitely check these guys out at Pro Wrestling Ponderings if you're listening, because they do a great job and we love them.
Appreciate it, DJ. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Have a good week.
Blood to pride, survive. Sink in your bones and break in.